Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling ass. Yeah. Oh, my man, Father Time with me. Father Time, what's cracking, man?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. Your name, what's happening, sweetheart?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good. Know how we do, networking and politicking like we do about this time. You know what, man? I swear up. This week been so damn hectic, man. I forgot to load up a chronicle for this week. So, well, we'll do it tomorrow. We got tomorrow to do it. All right, check this out. Before we even get started, today I got to ask you something. And this is just because I heard this today, and I just want to know if it's true. Can a woman tell if a man that had sex previously, like before she got to him, like just say if he had sex the day before, could you tell?
No.
I didn't believe that either. I was told today that a woman could tell if a man had sex, like if he had sex the day before.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, I was like, how can you? I mean,
unless he didn't take a shower.
Exactly. That was my whole point. I'm like, you going out of smell or something? And they were like, no, you just can't. I'm like, how?
The only way we know you been messing around with somebody is your behaviors are different. We can't tell by with the smell of your dick, or I don't know what they're trying to say.
Well, I asked, because I was like, and I was asking all those questions. I'm like, what, the way your dick smelled? Is that how you could?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, no, it's not the way, it's not that. It's just you, if they said the way you move. If you know your partner, you're in tune to your partner's body. So you know if the partner move. But then my thing is, if why would I be moving a different type of way?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe that shit.
Hey, I ain't never heard of that.
Man, but I was told to ask on the show. I was like, I don't believe that. I mean, if we got any women that's listening and y'all know otherwise, please fill me in. Let me know something, because I don't believe it.
I don't either.
That's just a little bit too outlandish.
That's weird.
What am I hearing? The Amalans or the boys? Now the boys would have been more like a real. Oh, that's me, man. No,
good. And plus, I ain't studying your. Hell, I'm trying to have a good time. Well, I'm sitting here studying your every technique or your every move. I mean, really.
Hey, that's what I was told.
He didn't snap his fingers like he did last time. I mean, I don't know shit. Like, I'm really paying attention to that shit.
Look, what's going down with you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much. You just had somebody said that.
I heard the question, and I don't think that that's possible either. I mean, I agree with everything y'all said. Like, shit, if he smelled differently, or you know, I don't think you can tell. I mean. Especially if it's the next day or something like that. How the hell you don't know?
Right, and that's my whole thing. I just don't see it.
Now, can men tell if their woman has had sex with another person?
Yeah, that's the next day.
Well, now you know that question's been asked a lot, and I mean, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of men say they can. I'm going to be honest with you. I really can't. I can't tell you if you did or didn't. I'm not going to even lie to you.
Shit, if the motherfucker don't fit no more.
Yeah, well, if it don't fit, then you automatically know that then. Wait a minute.
I mean, what do you mean it don't fit?
I was 6 7/8. This motherfucker ate 3/4 now. What the hell? Nah.
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
She might have been using the deer, though, that night or something.
You better use one smaller than my dick. I know that.
Who am I going to get a smaller deer, though, for?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get something straight. Now. Ain't nothing small about mine. So you ain't got to use no small little deer, though. But,
I said smaller than your dick. Why would I go with a smaller deer, though?
Yeah, because, shit, now you start some friction. Now, think about it. Now, look, we got Father Time here. Now, Father Time, we all didn't hear Father Time. Now, if Father Time slide off in there and he done slid in and fell in, you already know what's going to happen. You got a motherfucking problem on your hand.
Goddamn right. Ask somebody. I'd be on it. Like, hey, it don't feel right. What's going on?
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Actually, yeah, I have.
Huh?
I've had.
Really?
I've had. Yeah, it didn't feel right.
For you didn't reason, stop, though, did
you? No, I didn't. But I did bring it up.
Okay. And what was the response?
There was no response. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this don't feel right. Something, like, you know, something ain't right here. It should bother me for like a week. But then I turned around and found out, you know, motherfucker was stepping out. True story. That's a true story.
He fucking like, oh, as soon as I'm done, I'm about to ask this bitch.
Yeah,
right. As soon as I'm done.
Right.
Yep, that's exactly how it was. Like, oh, what's going on here? And next thing you know, motherfucker found out some shit. I was like, wow.
How did you find out? I mean...
She left her email open. When I saw the emails, I waited till you went to the bathroom, and then I checked the phone. And it was all right there, black and white, right in my face. That's how I found out. You know, she left her email open. We shared the same computer. Mm-hmm. I happened to go to the computer when she went to work, and her email was still up. So, you know. I'll start reading shit. It's right there. I mean, she must have left it open for me to read it. You know, I mean, you know how you get to the point where you, like, you know, you so fed up you just stop caring. I don't care if they find out or not.
You think she did that?
I think she did it on purpose.
Well, okay. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
We chilling. Nah. All right, Selena, Selena, let me ask you this. Man said that he found out that this woman was cheating. He said the sex didn't right. So that made him inquire a little bit more. She left her emails open. He went through them, found all the evidence he needed. I mean, do women really do that? I mean, if you got fed up, would you just be like, fuck it, I don't care if you catch me or not?
I know somehow. But me personally, no. I'll let you know now. If you steady trying to pursue me, then, you know, but I already been told, you know, I want to see other people, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure, yeah, women do it, shit. Men do it, so, you know, they like to say they're equal, so, yeah, I know for sure. So I'm doing like, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. I think sometimes you get to that point where you just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, now let me ask you. Zadine, would you do it? You got time?
I've done it numerous times. What's that you want to know about?
You got your ass kicked for doing it.
Yeah, when I was leaving my, you know what? And I'm not saying it because I'm just an asshole, whatever, and I was just not caring. You know, I had got to the point, we had been through too much, both of us, you know, in our relationship. He cheated, I cheated. We had then went back and forth. And then you get to a point where you just like, well, fuck it. He's still doing what he's doing. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But I get to the point where when you know you about, I think as a woman, I would say it was more when I was getting closer to leave. When I knew I was getting ready to leave, that's when I don't care. That's when it's like, I don't give a fuck if the motherfucker found out or not. At that point, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to walk out the door. I'm just getting my financial stuff in order.
That's where we was at right there. Mm-hmm. It was just about over, so
yeah. I agree.
Just stop caring. Didn't even try to have the shit no more.
I mean, I wasn't doing that the whole relationship. I ain't gonna say that. You know, I was being respectful with my stuff I was doing, but it wasn't being thrown in his face or nothing like that. But you know, at the end, I was just like, I don't even give a fuck, man. By that time, I was just looking for me, you know, a place. I had to put my deposit down. I'll just wait on
bad
my time.
That's fucked up. Bad your time. That's fucked up.
Wait for the key in school to end. Y'all know about that. May, y'all always give stuff in May.
You better believe it. Been there, done that. Yeah, that was my last getaway. That's exactly how I moved. In silence.
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy. Me and crazy.
That's flight time right there when kids get out. Oh,
right. Yeah. That's D-Day. That's D-Day right there.
Man, I swear to God. You know what? See, that's the difference between men and women. Like me, I've been, and Simon, you can attest to this. I didn't left in a couple of situations, but I left right at the situation. I didn't plot, plan nothing out. I'm like, all right, I'm gone. It was dead to win.
But like, did you take any kids with you? We have a whole bunch of
exactly.
stuff that we have,
think
that
about
we have to think about. We have a lot
and
of stuff
coming
we have to
back.
Think about.
Right. All y'all got to do is worry about self. And then at the same time, if like you said, you and me, and that's a big damn difference. When we leave, when we just over, we out. Shit, we ain't gonna leave dumb at all. I couldn't do it. I done did 3 times. Mm-mm.
Okay. We ain't get liquor store side of it. Liquor store, what you think?
You know she gonna agree with her girls. You know why you asked that question?
Well, I
gotta give everybody a chance.
I don't know if I would just be blatant like that. Really, I don't. Like, I feel like shit. You know, at that point when it's over, hell, it ain't no need me letting you know what I've been doing or what. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I'm just gone. I mean, and then once it's over, if you got fucking questions for me, well, shit, then at that point, it's like, all right, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm already out. So.
Okay, let me ask you, what are y'all taking?
What are we taking?
Yeah, what are you taking? I just said we in the crib.
I took everything.
Did you buy everything?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
All that I bought, it was pretty much, I had to, you know what I'm saying, I needed a truck to move. So I left that shit there and took everything that I can pick up. And you know what I'm saying, it was really nothing, but I'm saying it's hard. You say, okay, well, I say the first time, clothes and kids, that's all I need. And my money and checkbook, that's all I need. I'll be all right. That was a spur of
the
moment.
You ain't leaving with the checkbook. You ain't leaving with, you know. You
oh,
leave
my checkbook. It's my checkbook.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
the checkbook never left my bag. It's my money. No, see, I was not married.
Well,
maybe that's the difference.
I understand. See, you could have, but if you married, no, you ain't just walking with the checkbook.
Hell no.
Well, see,
my mom is going to always have her own account. Shit. You know, y'all can have a green account, but you best believe I'm going to have me one.
You know,
my
mother always told me. And my mother always told me, I always keep you in the account.
In a P.O. box. Shit.
You say, I don't care if you just keep $20 in it. Keep that account. Don't ever lose your account.
Yeah.
Now, I know me, my sister, my brother, we all got the same, well, not the same account, but the same place. And me personally, I really don't use that account too often. So, you know, it's there. I know it's there, you know, but should I tell someone, like, let's just say, all right, Selena, me and you got together. Do you feel like, all right, let's just say we got together, everything, this was, you know, we fuck it, we finna get committed to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to tell you about that account?
I mean, no, because it's your account. You came in with it. So, I mean, shit, that's on you. That's yours.
Janine, do I need to tell you about that account?
No, but I'm going to find out anyway.
Right.
It ain't no need to know basis, but I'm going to eventually find out about it anyway.
Exactly.
Sneaky motherfuckers. All right, look, do I need to tell you about the account?
No, you don't need to tell me about your separate account. I mean, me personally, I feel like that's just common sense for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Shit. If you have a joint account, that's all fine and good. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it's, like you said, just common sense for anybody to have their own damn separate account because you just never know what's going to happen. You just never know. I mean, shit, I got two accounts right now. One of them is joint, and I keep that open simply for bills. You know what I'm saying? That's all that's in there is bill money. And then the other account is mine, and that's my money.
Okay, so now what if he goes in your account and takes some of your money? Now just
he
say
can't
like,
go in my
hold
account.
Hold on, hold on.
How can he do that?
Listen, damn. You always jumping off the gun before we go into it. Now, we're just hypothetically talking here.
So, I mean, okay, so whomever. That you the only way that would be possible is what if you go in my wallet and take my bank card.
Okay, let's just say for whatever reason, however he got it. He got it. He went in it, and he took some money out of it.
Well, it's coming out of
what
his
did you?
Ass.
I mean, what can you do? I mean, if, I'm just talking about if you were married. I'm just talking about if you're married.
gonna have to put my hands on you right now.
Okay.
I mean, because it's two things I feel like just out of respect that you don't do. It's two things I feel like out of respect in a relationship, whatever, that you don't do. Number one, you know, well, like me, okay, I'm not going to your phone and I'm not going to your wallet. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just mutual respect. You know what I'm saying? You don't go on my phone, you don't go on my wallet, period. I just, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't do that. You stay the fuck out of my purse. I'm not going to go in your wallet while you sleep and take no cash and go do what I want to do. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, sneak off with your bank card, go do what I want to do. I'm not ever, you don't, like I said, if we're in a relationship.
Hold on a second.
So we got
the call. Caller,
what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Marlon.
What's up, man?
What's going on? How everybody
doing? Just in time. Just in time, what's going on?
Marlon, they trying to steal all your money.
If I steal my money,
it's just not true.
Hold on, let Liquor Store finish what you were saying. I didn't want to cut off like that. Go ahead, finish Liquor Store.
I was just saying, you know, if we're in a relationship, there's two things you don't ever have to worry about me doing. You don't ever have to worry about me taking your money without your knowledge. You don't ever have to worry about me sneaking through your shit. You just don't.
All right, dog.
Okay,
now you can bring Marley up.
All right, Marley. Somebody, I can't see because they were talking about jumping on motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marley, you got two accounts. All right. One account, joint account. Another account of accounts you had when you came in. You feel like you're supposed to think about it?
Yes, it's supposed to be my account. My money alone.
So you don't want to tell you ain't telling her about the other account.
Oh yeah, she can know she wants to.
Think about it, like, you know, most people with a bank account, I mean, unless you have them set up to where all you get is online statements. You know what I'm saying? Your statements come to your house every month. So you're going to notice the one statement is going to have both of our names on it, and the next statement is just going to have my name on it. You don't have no access to that account.
Okay, but now, Marley, now let me ask you. By some strange twist of fate, she gets your account number, and she go in there and she take, let's just say she take $500 out. What do you do?
That's coming out of her ass.
Right. For real.
Sorry, the booty leg roast. Eat the booty like grocery that night.
Well, you know what, dog? If she took $500 out of my account, first of all, I had to go to the bank and be like, how the hell I get $500 in there for the tape? You know what I mean? Ain't shit in my account. Now, me and my wife have a joint account,
mm-hmm.
and we both have separate accounts. But we know about mm-hmm. each other's account, but we don't have access to each other's account. We just have access to the joint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mm. You don't?
No, I don't.
I believe you, but I'm actually surprised about that.
No, if I need $20, you just give me the card, I go take $20 out of her account or vice versa.
I'm not being funny. I'm actually surprised about it because it's like you have made mention to that everything is ours. So for you to just be like, you can have her own, I'm kind of shocked.
But I've been accused of being controlling, so I'm trying to work on myself.
You don't say.
No, I just have to pick my battles nowadays, and I just decided to let that one go. That one ain't even worth it.
That's a wise married man. You got 50 battles. You can't win them all. And the ones that you lose, you lose them tough.
I'm proud of you, dog. You just listen to me. Proud of you.
Hey, man. I'm trying to stay married, dog. I don't want to be that motherfucker that's been divorced twice. You know what I'm saying? By the time I'm 50, I'd have been divorced twice. I won't be that motherfucker.
I didn't think you would ever. I didn't think you would ever admit it, dog. I would never think you would admit that you had a control problem. I'm proud of you.
Can you?
Oh,
I didn't admit it. I admit to nothing. I just said I've been accused. Pro issues. But I never admitted it. I ain't got no damn control issues.
Well, by saying you trying to work on you, that is kind of admitting that it's true. I don't know if anybody can call that.
Well, I don't think I do, but I'll work on something I don't need to work on. I ain't got no problem with that. Ain't shit wrong with me. It's just everybody around me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think us as men, we all got control issues. I do. But I think the reason that we do have these control issues is because you got a lot of women out here trying to be the husband and the wife.
I agree 100%. I agree with you 110%. Play your role, let me play my role. And everything will be fine. You know what I'm saying? But see, that goes from when they were single. That goes from when they were single, dog.
You got all the bills in you. Is that what they're saying?
Now, listen. When a woman was single.
I pay most of them. I pay
the woman. Hold on. Let me just make this point. When women are single, they're used to doing everything. Then when a dude come along and want to try to take a little bit of that burden off your shoulders, y'all rebel against it because you're so used to doing every damn thing.
Well,
that's a true statement.
I'm going to tell you, dog, and I do agree with you, but I think it goes a little deeper than that. I know I'm going to catch some flack for this, but the God honest truth is a lot of women don't know how to be women. You cannot treat your man like your girlfriend or one of your coworkers or like a family member, like your sister or brother. Your man is your man.
Ladies, y'all awful quiet all of a sudden.
I agree with them. That's part of it, but a lot of men don't know how to be men either. So it goes both ways.
Well, hold on. Meaning what? You said men don't know how to be men. Meaning
a lot of these bored motherfuckers out here who went right from their mama to their woman. That's what I'm talking about.
But those youngsters, though, we all in our 40s. You ain't seen me go 40-year-old man acting like that.
There are some men who would like to be taken care of, is what I'm saying. So they don't take the man wrong. They allow the woman to be the man. That's what I'm saying.
Now, one thing you said was true. I mean, you got a bunch of men in their 30s and 40s who still ain't men. They still boys.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give her that one.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of men that, you know, I mean, you're in your 40s and you like, oh, damn, man, I'm going to see if I can get this job. Go on and get this job? You ain't starting, you just not starting to work?
Exactly.
But it's
the woman's fault too. I'm not just blaming the men. It's the woman's fault too. Because if you allow it, then you allow it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you also supposed to have my back though when I'm down.
That's different.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't cut you off. Now the one thing I can say, you being down, we all get down. But you just saying, fuck it. I'm just for the sit here and smoke and drink. Play this motherfucker in the Xbox and wait on her to get paid to get me a new game. Come on, man. Them the type of motherfuckers giving us a black eye. I mean, we all gonna fall. We all gonna fall. Every man and woman gonna fall at least once. Well, I ain't gonna say
at least once.
Motherfucker, I done fell a lot of times. Shit, the thing is, you gotta get your ass back up. But with motherfuckers, I just like a motherfucker tell you, man, I ain't fucking with that job. Fuck that job. What you mean you ain't fucking? You got another one lined up? Nah, shit, I'm cool. Come on, man, you can't quit no job. You know, just say you cool.
Ooh, say that one more time. Shit.
I had some of my niggas lose their job because they called off work so much to fix up their damn car. Putting some wheels and some tires and shit on. Like, you lost your job because you don't fix your car.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, and I'm gonna tell you, I had that job in the airport, and dog, that was by far the worst job I've ever had in my life. That motherfucker was horrible. But I wouldn't quit. I got fired, but I didn't quit. But them
so
motherfuckers,
y'all,
man.
Have y'all ever been with a woman that never wanted you to help her pay for something because y'all weren't living together? Have y'all ever had that situation? Like, say you're living apart, but you dating for. Do you feel you should help her out, or do you feel like since we don't live together?
I think you should help her out. That's your job, because at the end of the day, that's still your woman. If you go over to her crib and be kicking it like that, yeah, you should chip in. Just because y'all don't live together, that don't mean shit. Motherfuckers still need help. And who she going to look for that help? And when you ain't there, she going to look for another motherfucker to help her.
Okay, I agree with that. But now, I mean, my thing is this. Now, if you sitting there and you like, well, motherfucker, you got a perfect example. Listen, Charlie, you said your girl was like, well, you got to pay. You got to pay if you want to come over here. I mean, you know what, and I think that part then fucked a lot of men up, too, because it's like we so defensive, like, so, you know what, you 110% right, dog. You should do something. But we done got so defensive because we don't know if a motherfucker trying to make us a sugar daddy or some shit like that. We all just, I ain't paying no bitch shit. I ain't fit to pay for no bitch, especially if I ain't living with her. And
I think at the same time, though, if she ain't helping me, then I'm not going to help her. It has to be a two-way street. You know what I mean? If I'm short on the rent and she got me, cool. If she's short, then I got her. But if it's just, you know what I'm saying, I'm paying all her bills and my bills and we ain't living together, no, I ain't rolling with that. You got me. What you doing with your money?
Your mom and then. Even if you staying with your mom and then for that little piece of time, if you over her crib 70% of the time, then I can see you paying the phone bill or some shit like that. Because you got a little extra staying with the money again, you know?
Right. And you got to eat, so she needs some groceries.
Yeah.
She cooking for me. I mean, hey. You know, I don't get food stamps no more, but shit, when I did, I stocked that motherfucker up.
I miss them damn days. Boy, I can't find no food stamps for nothing now. Damn. Oh. Damn, food stamps.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with helping each other, man. You know, especially if you consider yourself in a relationship, you're supposed to help each other. How's your relationship gonna go further? Ain't nobody helping nobody. You do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, and we just hook up every once in a while. What kind of relationship is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but it's just like
sausage, keep going,
man. I mean, like I said, we took it fucked up with all the stigmas that come on. Oh, this bitch, if she asks you for some money, she got to be a gold digger. I mean, we got fucked up like that. And women,
I agree with that.
Women, y'all got fucked up too. Oh, if this motherfucker asks me for a dollar, he ain't shit.
Yeah, that's true too. It's hard for a man to ask a woman for anything. Because, you know, that's when that pride kick in. And then you, in the back of your mind, you're like, well, what she gonna think about me? I can't pay my own rent. Why would she want to fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't mind. I don't have a problem with helping. As long as she's my woman. You know what I'm saying? My main girl. I think you should help. Otherwise, how you going to build on something? That's just me. But it still, it always goes back to women want to be so independent. They don't want shit from you. They don't need none from you. Everybody in the head, that one female, I don't need shit from you. Then why are you with me?
Well,
hey,
you know
that's that false.
But do we need to ask? So we need to ask you for stuff. Is that what would that make y'all feel better if we ask you? I mean,
yeah.
What if we honestly don't need?
Well,
you know what?
I know people need something. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying what if she had? I mean, that much money where she really didn't need.
Well, you know
I wouldn't get with her.
This is
you,
really.
I mean, well, not.
He
I mean,
them
you made that motherfucker do this whole train.
If it was Oprah,
you're right.
I mean, if it's Oprah, think about it. If you had Oprah, you're gonna have the money, but you don't have to worry about her ass nagging the shit out of you because she know, man, I can throw your ass away and get a million niggas just like you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you
got a good point.
So
that's a good point. Hold on,
that's
man. This is the one thing that I. This is the one thing that I. This is. What happened to the? Why everything always got to be about the financial?
Money makes the world go round.
I understand that, but I mean, okay, let's just say financially. But either way, financially, you taking care of me, or financially, I'm taking care of you. All right, I'm giving you all the money you want. I'm giving you everything. But then, I mean, does that still make a happy relationship?
No, of course not. Not nope.
So it's like you can give me all the money I want, but if you, I mean, if I don't, you don't make me happy, then why the fuck? I ain't gotta put up with this shit. I can make my own money.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's 90% of men out there that are gonna be like, fuck that. Fuck that. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm sorry, dog. I'm not for the list. I mean, dog, let's just call it a spade a spade. Women can get on your motherfucking nerves.
So now.
Women can get on your nerves. They mouth alone can make you just want to choke and just pop their head off their body. Why the fuck am I finna deal with a motherfucker like that if I don't even love you?
Because of that car you got outside, that boat you got outside.
No, I'm not. No, fuck that. I can't do it, dog. I got to, dog, in order to deal with your bullshit, I got to love you. I'm serious. Now, that's one thing. I got to love you to deal with your bullshit. Ain't no more. Because if I don't love you and you talking, bitch, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. For that 2015,
I
do it. I ain't going to lie. I do it like a motherfucker.
I mean, as we get older or younger, I mean, money, you count for almost everything. But, I mean, you know, men and women, hell, as we get older, hell, most people on the show in their 30s and 40s, hey, your patience start wearing thin over bullshit.
You really? You young, yeah. Fuck it, man. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Bitch talking her motherfucking head off. Man, you 40. Look, I'm 42. I'll be 42 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if a motherfucker got my neck hurting, my chest hurting, shit, I ain't no spring chicken no more. Shit. You think I'm going to put up with a random motherfucker that's going to make me go through all this pain?
Well, I feel like this, dog. At the end of the day, I'm going to go out there and get in my 2015 Escalade that she just bought me and ride around the corner.
How can you enjoy it?
And breathe.
Yes, you going to ride right there to that hospital because your motherfucking chest. Oh, God damn.
So,
enough, because
she going to be nagging your ass.
Oh, that's
all right. Car.
She paying for the insurance, so I'm good.
Shit. You can't drive the motherfucker.
This is so insane.
He got a stroke.
He got
lip
that
off.
Good ass.
Right. Mouth curled to the side. He can't only use one arm. The other arm he's dragging. Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
He's going to keep. Right.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
From my nerve.
He's still talking about, oh, that's cool, though. Man, you not finna put. I'm sorry, dog. You not finna put up with no motherfucking you don't love. You not finna put up with that bullshit. I'm not. Man, motherfucker, that's just like because a motherfucker get an attitude with you. You be like, really? Really? I mean, sometimes you'd be like, man, fuck the financial. Fuck all the tea in China. I'm not fucking with this bitch no more. I mean, you got to really be in love with a motherfucker, especially at our age, to be like, okay, you know what? Let me just, or even the, all right, Marley, ask me this. How many times you didn't apologize, but you knew you wasn't wrong?
Shit, just to get it out the way, exactly. Too many times I can count.
Infinity.
Infinity, dog. That's your answer. Infinity. I apologize. Infinity.
And beyond.
1 minute, y'all. Hold on, man. What'd you say to infinity and beyond?
Infinity and beyond.
I mean, shoot, think about
what
it,
y'all
man.
Be saying sorry for?
Y'all always shoot. Say that.
Ain't nothing ever their fault.
That's because
exactly.
Y'all don't never understand what's going on. And instead of y'all trying to understand, y'all just apologize. I'm just going to apologize.
I do that.
I ain't trying to hear what she's saying. I tell you, really, you don't be understanding what she's talking about. But instead of trying to understand it, you just
because,
say fuck.
You know what? A lot of times, you know what? You are right. You are right on that. But a lot of times, a motherfucker get frustrated. You say, what's wrong? Nothing.
I hate that.
You acting like something wrong.
Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong. So then you then went to the next motherfucking conversation. Fellas, can I get an amen when I say the infamous word, tell? You know what? God damn, we had that one 15 minutes ago. See, I asked you 15 minutes ago what was wrong. You said nothing. Then the first thing come out their mouth. You know what? Or, can I ask you something? What?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Remember what you said, 2 weeks ago on Tuesday? Like, what the
fuck? Right. Hell no, I drink too much. Shit, I barely remember what the fuck I said yesterday. Hey, you talking about 2 weeks ago. Well, you said that you was gonna. Did I? Well, what did you say? Did you believe me? Are we doing it? Damn.
I mean, it's amazing how motherfuckers remember what you said 2 weeks ago.
But can't remember that you told her to, hey, didn't I ask you to wash my motherfucking work clothes? I forgot. Why the fuck did you remember what I said 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 days, 2 hours and 15 minutes ago?
Well, you said, I know what the hell I said. I just forgot. Refresh my memory. What did I say? But I
like you
what,
said, I don't remember what I said a half hour ago. Said I forgot this that quick.
Right. Then get mad. That's part that made me mad. So you just ain't gonna say nothing about it. Say something about what? You know what? Forget it. Forget what? I don't even know what the fuck the conversation even started about.
Thank you.
Well, I let you know a secret about the apology, dog. I apologize for shit. I don't even know why I'm apologizing for.
So, no.
I just, you know, I'm sorry. For whatever I did, I apologize.
See,
now, what did I do? Why am I apologizing?
But see, this is where we make the mistake, fellas, because we really don't know what we did. So, Doc, ladies, y'all got to know we finna do it again because we don't even know what the fuck we did the first time.
Exactly.
Yes, we know.
Exactly. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
And then
you're
going to
get mad at me,
up.
But then don't tell me what you're mad about. And then I do it again, now you're mad at.
Why you keep telling me the same shit over and over again? Why you keep begging me about
it?
You ain't did the first
thing
that I asked.
Well, okay, then you should open your mouth and say what it is you want me to do instead of keep looking at me.
Yeah,
but then you don't understand what I'm saying.
Well, break it down to us, shit. Y'all know goddamn well we drink a lot. Shit, sometimes you do got to break it down to us.
Explain it to me like I'm in the second grade. That's what I
think. Janine?
Yeah, y'all to get mad. Oh, she's trying to hit me like I'm dumb or something. I'm going to draw you some pictures, goddammit.
Yeah, nah, okay.
There you go.
I got to agree with all that because I'll be like, bitch, I ain't no kid.
So, yeah. Act like a kid.
I done bought a chalkboard, writing pictures, drawing pictures.
And watch me break that motherfucker. Watch me break that motherfucker.
Well, Janine, look, so I know this.
After about three or four sentences, the man's mind, we going on to something else.
You know what?
You gotta say
man.
In three or four sentences.
That is so. You know what I do? I pick out key words. I stopped listening, but I'm listening for key words.
Yeah.
So you ask me, what did I say? I could say those key words. But I don't want to hear half the shit you're saying.
What they spell me doing?
So what y'all hear? Blah, 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 threesome. Oh, then y'all
hey,
can't pop up.
Hey. Well, you know what? I was thinking the same thing. Now we're on the same wavelength. And this is the part that I don't understand. I think I've made mention to this on the show before, but motherfuckers, y'all talk about us, but y'all got to have more pride than any damn body. You can let a motherfucker holler at the top of his lungs. Like, I don't know no motherfucker is going to be like, hell no. If this motherfucker hollered at the top of his lungs, whatever he hollered about, and you say these magical words, I guarantee he gonna stop at any given time. Let me suck your dick. What? Huh? I mean, everything he's gonna do is because he's actually gonna think about it. Like, is she serious?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you drop to your knees, that motherfucker. I'm telling you, you won the fight.
It's over.
It's over. It's done. And then the fucked up part is the motherfuckers that enjoy doing it. Y'all motherfuckers supposed to just have it made. Oh shit. What? Yeah, I did fuck up, but let me suck your dick. You know what? Because what? No, I'm just saying, you just need to stop doing it. Like, I mean, everything go from rah rah to But y'all won't even take y'all. Boy, you motherfuckers got powers that y'all don't even. Y'all got untapped potential y'all don't even feed into. See, they quiet. They quiet because they know I'm right.
Oh, yeah, they know. They know.
You know, I know.
I'm saying, I mean, a motherfucker, instead of, I mean, a motherfucker would sit there, wah, 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 wah. All right, now you tested my manhood. Right, hold on. You know I'm not finna let you out yell at me. You know I'm not. And then especially, you know, we in the house, well, we in public, you want to roll your head and all that shit. If I'm talking crazy, if I'm outside and we in public and I'm talking crazy, I got to do it. Let's go home. Let me suck your dick in. Let's talk about it. Yeah. All right. That's it. It's the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Believe I ain't me about talk crazy to me in no public. Now that ain't gonna happen.
Selena.
Yeah.
You got the power. You just don't know how to use it.
You said what?
You got the power. You just refuse to use it.
The power
to shut any man up.
Yeah, shut him up. Shut the hell up.
See? That don't work. See?
Not that
see,
way.
See? Yeah. I told you. A perfect example. That's what I'm saying.
I heard your way. That shuts them up. But the most efficient, quickest way is to totally ignore them. Are they going to do this all right too?
I hate to be ignored.
I know.
Especially when I'm mad. I can't stand that shit.
I love it. Totally. And like I don't even see you hear you a little bit.
Oh, that shit don't work. That motherfucker get on your nerves even harder then.
I'm gonna tell you now. I think I'm pretty good at that game. I could walk past your motherfucking ass like you do not exist. Oh, you wanna play the ignore game? No.
Not if I trip you.
Shit.
So, I trip your ass. You ain't had no choice but to not ignore
me. And as soon as you trip me, I will say, just as kindly, please stop. And keep on going. I'm good at that.
No, I think you got to reverse, man. I'm saying if she ignoring me, I'm not ignoring her. She ignoring me. I can't stand to be ignored.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, once you start that ignoring shit, like you, I'm talking to you and you don't say nothing or you don't respond. Oh, okay. Shit, we both gonna play this game, and I think I'm damn good at it.
Sure, no.
Oh,
not me. I get louder. I'm gonna get louder.
Fuck it. Shit, I can walk past you and not. I can walk past you and not say shit.
I can do it for about a day or two. And then after a while, shit. I'm like, God damn it, I gotta ask you about the damn lunch money or some bullshit.
I will ask you the need to know question. Other than that, I won't say shit. I mean, and I'm gonna tell you, if you play like that too hard, I could fuck you and still be go right back into the same mode.
You was crazy.
Shit, think I can't? I knock your ass off. Fuck you. You never been fucked before. Then you talking about baby. Nigga, I turned my back and went to sleep. Go on, get away from me.
You don't wake up on the floor, too.
Why? You started it.
So what?
Okay.
I'm going to finish it. Starting it and finish it.
That's your problem. You can't win every fight.
I ain't got no problem. Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, you can't win them all. You can't win them all. Some of them you just got to let go.
If I won't.
You know, just take your loss.
No, I ain't taking no loss.
I'm about to say, I don't think Smitty's going to be one going.
That ain't even
going to happen.
Man, I wish motherfuckers would.
I know it's a different subject. It's a little bit off subject. Did y'all see that little girl and her mom on Facebook, some 13-year-old girl? She was posing as an adult with a little bra and stuff on.
Her
mom was like, look at her. She ain't 26. She 13. She can't even wipe her own ass good. I was like, what? I was like, damn.
That's what a grown ass is.
That's what the mama did to her, put on Facebook?
Yeah.
Good.
Dude. Yeah.
She should have fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, these little girls don't know. You posing as an adult,
you have some nigga named Todd coming to my damn door. Todd gonna get his ass blown up.
You know, they out here acting like grown women, then they get in a grown woman situation. He is what? Say that.
Okay, and you know what? I need to ask this question. Now, like, I'm asking to the ladies. Ladies, let's just say you at your girl's crib, right? You fall asleep. Her brother comes in. You know the brother. I mean, you and the brother cool. Hell, y'all probably even flirted with each other a little bit. He gets behind you. You know, y'all on the couch. He gets behind you. Right? Everybody follow me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he gets behind you. He lifts you. Yeah, let's just say you had one of them sundresses on. Lord knows I love them sundresses. But he had sundresses
on. Oh,
no. You ain't got no panties on out of that. He lifts it up. He slides on in. You wake up. I mean, you wake up. You start humping back. Like, fuck it, shit. I don't get this pussy. Now.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Oh, now my question is, did he take advantage of you?
Hell no. We ain't there for you. Now, unless we was drunk and fucked up, then that's different. But if you thought we were just regularly sleeping, we had already cocked our eye open a little bit. We probably was waiting on that motherfucker. That's why we had no panties on.
Exactly. Okay. I'm gonna put another scenario. Let's just say me, Marty, Father Time. Look, though, you done got off work. You done got off work. You been stealing drinks all day. You're fucked up. Now you come over there and you kick it with us. You and Selena come over. You kick it with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got more drinks. So you start drinking even more.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get fucked up. You get drunk. You first, let's just say, you pull your own clothes down. You pull your own pants down. Like, shit, y'all want to see pussy? I'll show you pussy. And you pull your own pants down. You straddle Father Time, right? You straddle him like, shit, you want something, you know, you going to get this pussy. What? Now, Father Time don't touch you. He don't touch you. I'm standing there. You rub up against me like, shit, what's happening with you? You know, cool. You know, I don't really say too much to you, but I'm like, you know, it's whatever. You push Marley against the wall, drop to your knees. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, fuck it, I'll take all you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of y'all. Now.
No, I'm not going to wake up in the morning screaming rape. I'm not going to do that.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
I knew where you was going.
I was saying, where was I at when I listened to Jumping Off? Feel me?
Was
I
feeling
it or what?
You fell asleep. You fell asleep.
You had an attitude, Tim.
Hey, you fell asleep. You didn't want to
sleep. Now that sounds about right.
And for the record, I buy my drinks. I don't steal them.
No.
It's shit. Or somebody else buys my drinks.
I'm just saying. I mean, because
I know, I'm just talking shit.
I hear someone say, but then I hear these stories, right? Shit like that. And motherfuckers like, yeah, girl, they was going to rape you. Rape you? How is that rape? And I think it's a lot of motherfuckers. Now, don't get me wrong. It is some motherfuckers. It's some motherfuckers, savage-ass motherfuckers that did some fucked-up shit that needs to be in. But then you got motherfuckers in like that. And motherfuckers are saying, well, yeah, that was rape. How is that rape when it was consensual by her?
Right.
Sure enough.
Right.
Right. I don't believe in, I really, really honestly don't take the, I woke up, don't know what happened. Because as world people, you know your damn limit. You know what I'm saying? And you know what you're doing. I've got really, you know, I didn't get fucked up, but I never woke up here. Well, damn, what happened? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm at the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm not laying in the bed with another man or some shit like that. You know, doing nothing tonight. You know what the hell
I'm
doing.
But that's all I'm saying. When you usually get drunk like that, you usually in a place where you feel safe. That's what I'm saying. But what if you at your own house and hell, you done let somebody or somebody else is over there that you didn't know like that? You know what I mean? Shit like that happens. Because it be motherfuckers that, you know, you don't trust.
Well, if you don't trust them, why are they at your house?
Right. I mean, they could have came with a friend or came, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that just happens sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, really.
Okay, I understand that. You're right. Shit like that do. Fucked up situations do happen like that. But my thing is, don't sit there and try to create a fucked up situation because you made a bad decision.
Right.
That
no,
was
I'm talking about if I'm just fucked up and I'm in my own living space. You know what I'm saying? I'm not touching him or nothing like that. He sneak in my room and try to. That's different. I'm just saying that's different.
Yeah, that's totally different. Yeah, now he's wrong. He's wrong. He just snuck. You done went in the bed, your bed. He done snuck in that. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, Selena. Hey, God rest his soul, but that goddamn poop, he was a motherfucker. Hey, my cousin Ben said, they're probably going to kill me.
I can't hardly hear you. What is that noise?
That's somebody talking. Who kid is that? We all got, we was all sitting there drinking, right? My cousin Ben, this one thing. It wasn't really his woman, but, you know, somebody he was, you know.
Right.
You know, just fucking around with, bumping out of the crib. Like, you know, call it what it was. So we all over there, we drinking, we getting fucked up. I mean, motherfuckers smoking weed, drinking, everything. So Ben's like, well, fuck it, man. This other bitch finna call me, so I'm finna dip on out. Y'all can stay here and chill. So the chick, she looks at Ben's like, you finna go? He's like, yeah, I'll be right back, man. Everybody cool. So we all in there, and everybody, about this time, everybody is starting to fall asleep because motherfuckers, we drinking half gallons. So my cousin, he tiptoes in the room. He's in the bed. He lays on the side of her. Now, she like, you know, she got her back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So she like, oh, okay, Bean's back home. This motherfucker has draws everything off.
Yeah.
This is her talking. She like, all of a sudden, I felt a penis rub against my ass. So she say, she like, oh, damn, where he coming from? Where he feeling like this?
Mm-hmm.
So she say, you know, she say she feel it like, wait a minute, you know, like, hold on. This dick don't feel like the same dick I've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he tries to roll her over, like, on her stomach. So as he's rolling her over, she like, wait a minute, he feel a whole lot bigger. I mean, you know, weight wise, like, wait a minute, what the fuck has he been doing? He feel like he's in the game by 20 pounds. So she turns around, it's my cousin Poop, and she gets all we hear her yelling, ah, get off me, get off me. I'm back. I must have been sleepwalking. Yeah, he said, my back. I was sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking and took out the pants and all that. Oh, my God.
So now, take it back. When we hit his yell, everybody, you know, everybody jumps up. Mm-hmm. You see him bolt out that motherfucking butt booty ass naked with his pants in his drawers and his pants.
That is horrible.
Oh, boy. That goddamn, boy, that goddamn Reaper was a motherfucker, boy. So, later on, he apologized to her. She was an old crazy motherfucker, too. So she was like, okay, since you apologize, you can come back over.
Mm-hmm.
So we back over there. We at it again. This time, old Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. You already got.
Well, Uncle Eddie tried that. He wanted to play the role. That he like, okay, he tried to spend the night over there. So he gonna lay in the middle of the floor like talking about, I done blacked out. I'll just leave me here. I'm getting about out. So everybody just looking at him, right? I said, man, get your fuck ass. He drunk. He gonna look at me and wink his eye, talking about, shut up, nephew. Shut up. I'm trying to see if I can get this bitch in there tonight. Because at this point, she drinking with us now. Beans been cut off. Beans been cut off, so she over there crying and drinking. And so she done bought like half gallons and all this shit. And we over there, we like, yeah, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. He be back home. Your boy, Selena, your boy Eddie done laid in the middle of the floor and act like he done blacked out.
Fast Eddie. That one was crazy.
These are my family members. I will admit, these are my family members. But it's like her dumb ass was just naive to the shit. I'm like, dick, you ain't learning your lesson from Poon.
Okay.
And she like, he can play that till the morning. I said, I guarantee you. By the time you catch that first 20 minutes of sleep, Uncle Eddie gonna be in that bed with you. As we walking out the door, he gonna look at me and talk about, you ain't shit. I'm like, what you mean I ain't shit? But my thing is, now in that case, and had she said, Reaper was trying to get her, I couldn't say that he didn't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry, it ain't funny. I shouldn't be laughing at it. But if y'all had to see his face, he was like, oh, I must have been sleepwalking. I thought I was at home.
That's a good thing. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Now, that one, okay. I'm like, all right, Reaper. I'm like, Reaper, man, if you get a call to rape on your ass. That one, I can think. But if a motherfucker just hyped up their motherfucking dress, and like you said, Janine, they got that one eye open waiting on the motherfucker to come in. Come on, how can you call a rape? I'm sorry, you just can't.
I bet everybody
out here like, motherfucker, ain't none of your relatives come to stay at my house.
Run.
I think it's that bad.
No, because you know I want to talk shit about yesterday.
About who?
About your boy yesterday.
Leave him alone.
I'll leave him alone for now, Steve.
But I mean, my point is, like I said, I mean, I just think that motherfuckers, you know, how do you, I mean, I just don't think that's fair that motherfucker got the time and shit because the motherfucker just lie on you like that. So now,
well, that's how you need to watch out who you lay down with.
Yeah,
they need to be letting their head in the pants, fuck with what's going on up yonder.
Yeah, but that's now, okay. All right, now let's just say if we both drunk. If we both drunk and, you know, we wind up fucking and you wake up the next morning thinking it's a mistake. Or, I mean, we both, I mean, we agreed to it last night. So don't change your mind this morning because you felt.
I mean, ain't
you,
no changing my mind.
No, I mean, I understand you not, but I'm just saying. Look at it as chalk this one up as a regretful moment. Like, goddamn, I did it. But shit,
everybody
right. Don't try to put a motherfucker in jail or slander
right.
his name.
Right.
You know, because that'd be the first question I ask. Did you press charges? No. Why not? I mean, it really, I mean, because it really didn't start out like that. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's where trouble gets started.
Or. You say a motherfucker raped you. If a motherfucker raped you and you looking at this motherfucker, you see him again, but you fuck with him again. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Hell no.
No.
You gonna fuck
no,
with a motherfucker?
My thing is, you cannot rape the woman. Bitch, go some damn where. You can't rape the woman. People,
you
can't tell me. No.
I mean, cause I don't know. I'm speaking. I'm a man, and I'm speaking. But I'm thinking that if a motherfucker violated you like that by raping you, man, you don't even want this motherfucker nowhere in your vicinity unless you got
damn
a gun.
Right.
Am I right?
Yep.
So why would you have this motherfucker in your house and you rubbing and touching all? I'm talking about how sexy he looks.
Afterwards, too?
Yeah, after the fact.
I left too much. That's a lie and a half. Wow. He's a big lawyer.
Man, I just, you know, I understand that shit. That shit irritates me when motherfuckers do shit like that. And I don't know, you know. Or, wait a minute, I got another one. Ladies, can a woman, I'm not saying it's not humanly possible, but could another woman rape you?
Yeah.
A woman raping another woman?
Yeah.
I think it could be done.
I'm sure it's not. I mean, I know it's humanly possible, but the odds. I mean, they don't lie to me, okay? Selena, the odds of a woman really are a straight out woman rape.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a scenario where it could possibly happen.
Okay.
What is that normal?
As far as I know, like, Selena works in the medical field, as far as I know. So, shit, I got, you know what I'm saying, get my hand on some of them something. She be giving some of them babies, you know what I'm saying? Go over to the crib, put something in her mouth like a drink, you know what I mean? Shit, she don't know. She none the wiser, you know what I'm saying? And then, hell, when she pass out, shit. Not me personally, because she's going to give it to me, but I'm just saying. That would be a way in which it could happen.
Or prison?
Definitely that.
Well, the men always... Well, not always, but men.
Yeah, it's a few cases where women have raped men, and they get time for that shit, too. For real.
I just saw a story where a woman raped a dude.
Yeah,
in his crib while he was asleep.
In Chicago.
I don't know where it was. It might have been Chicago. She was mentally ill and shit.
The one that she pulled the gun out on him and made him fuck her?
No, yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
I hear about
see.
That one.
Okay, let's see. You better put this dick up in me.
I wouldn't even be able to perform, you know? I'd be too damn scared. But somebody got damn.
Well, what's
nice
the story?
Your throat.
I mean,
what the hell?
She ran
she
up on
the gun
him.
Out.
She pulled a gun. I don't know if they knew each other, but she pulled a gun out on him, made him come in the house, and made him fuck her.
I mean, was she ugly? Did she have a disease?
No, she wasn't bad looking.
Now, as far as disease wise, I don't know. They didn't state that, but she wasn't a bad looking woman.
A little high yellow, curly hair, you know?
Yeah, she wasn't bad looking at all.
That motherfucker did that shit on
he,
purpose.
Was he
She's like, yeah,
her,
I can hit this.
Was he her sister's baby daddy or something? I'm not understanding.
If he is, they didn't say nothing about it.
Well, he could have stopped
I'm
it
just
anytime.
Trying to understand.
Soon as she closed her eyes, he could have grabbed the gun. But I bet he went on ahead and finished.
That was my thing. Did she just have that motherfucker still holding it? Motherfucker, you hitting me missionary. Just holding the gun in his head. Pump, nigga. Pump.
Half pump, right?
Look, she probably was riding it all hard and hateful. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't have got hard. I couldn't have done it, man. She had to shoot me, man. I couldn't have got hard, man. That's too much
well,
pressure.
Well, she'd have stopped because you ain't get hard.
That's too much pressure. I'm like, put the gun up. I got a gun in my face. How you expect me to perform? I can't do I'm scared to the motherfucker right now.
You know.
What the fuck
get
did I do?
Get unscared, nigga. Get
unscared. I'd have been a shot motherfucker, man. I couldn't have done it. I'd have been too fucking scared, man. I don't want to give a fuck how she looked. I couldn't have done it.
I was just trying to understand why she had to force the man to do it to her. I mean, hell, was they like, was this the ex-boyfriend or something? I don't think, you know what I'm saying? What man has to be forced to get some pussy? Was he gay? I don't know. Was she trying to un-gay the man? I don't know.
If he was, didn't say none of that. All they were saying is that she forced him into having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did they lock her ass up?
Yeah, she's in jail.
Yeah.
She's awaiting trial.
Terrible.
He must have been watching that motherfucker for a while. Knew somebody he was hitting.
I don't know. Janine, where you at?
I'm here.
All right, could a woman force you?
Could a woman what?
I said,
could a woman force me?
Yeah.
Really?
I know. I mean, but I ain't want to leave. I mean,
what if she looked like China from WWE? Some big,
hell
thick
nah.
Amazon looking bra. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna give me you gonna lick this ass?
Is that the old China or the new China?
The old China.
When she first got there.
Because China was cute at first. I don't know what the fuck happened to her ass.
Yeah. She was ugly at first. She was cute at first.
And then she
You start paying you talking the mid way China.
Yeah, so much the mid one.
When she first got there. She was bigger than Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
Oh, no, that was just for me. Like, that was just nothing feminine other than her voice. Other than the way she sounded, there was nothing there for me. Like, ugh.
Right, no,
like,
seriously. At the time, she was bigger than Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels weighed 15, she was like 220, 230.
What?
I thought she was a dude. Straight muscle.
Yeah, everybody. That's when everybody really thought she was a dude.
Triple H didn't. He didn't care though. He was running up in her.
Yeah, Triple H was fucking the shit out of her ass.
Oh no. Triple H, X-Pac, all them dudes was running up in her.
Yeah, X-Pac started. But see, now, and to X-Pac's credit, he waited till she lost, till she got a little feminine in it.
Man,
you know, Vince bought them titties, so once Vince bought them titties, hey, they still don't see him Playboy.
Mm. One night in China.
She just never did it for me, hell. Now, on the other hand, Lita,
she was so sexy to me.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, everybody was all Trish Stratus. No, Lita.
Mhm.
You know, I never thought I'd say this to a woman. Seriously, but look, so we got some pussy.
We got what?
We gotta get you some pussy.
Yes, we do. Can we team up?
I never thought I'd say that to a woman. You need some pussy.
Golly, you just really don't know how true that is. She came to the store yesterday. I said, girl, I will do something to you if you ever give me the chance.
I mean, really?
Yeah, well, shit, when you got Janine and Selena on the line right now, shit, line that shit up, be done with it.
I know.
She know that was gay.
Well, y'all do what y'all gonna do, but don't be trying to take no groceries.
No what?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That one.
You must have missed the grocery show.
And Selena, what happened to you?
Where?
On that Friday night.
I was working late.
Wow.
I was tired.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because I got back on that following number. So y'all ain't shit. I know at least it's a couple of y'all that got my number. Neither one of you motherfuckers let me know what was up. I was kind of shitty about that.
First of all, we told you he even brought you in to tell you to make sure you heard we was going that Friday.
Yeah, I know, but didn't nobody never say, all right, it's on. I'd have been pissed if I'd have went up there and been the only one there.
I hate I missed.
Who was?
Right now, Janine shimmied all night.
I can imagine. Stunning.
I just want to know how many free drinks did she get and how many old ladies did she piss off in the process.
Girl, they play my soul, that salt pepper, I'll take your man. Girl, I went all the way down to the one end of the club to the next. I thought everybody
was
the fuck away from my table.
Just Jimmy straight through. I take your man right out the box and put him under the potato. That is. Oh, he's going to break out that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot
of drinks. I don't know how many I had. lots of
drinks. Good times.
Yeah,
shit.
So, I mean, now, hold on, y'all. Hold on. My man, Timer. When are you coming down this way? You said next month, right?
Yes,
the 18th. All right. So, hey, y'all have it. 18th. Yeah, now we're moving around. That's the next.
I'll be in Minnesota that weekend.
Oh, damn. He coming here, you going there. So, are you going to that exclusive ass family reunion?
That ain't till August.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you was coming down for.
I've been meaning to ask you that. Is the price still that damn high?
Yep. Yep, it's still that high. And then my mama making me go. My mama making me go, man. I say, I ain't going to go, Mom. You know, she's like, well, you got the money to go. I'm like, but I don't want to go.
Well, you going.
And that was it.
Man,
yeah, you can't argue with your mama about that. Shit.
You know?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
Before you leave your house,
I'm going to need for you to get all the Tupperware y'all own, okay? Because you need to come back home with like enough food for the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying? So put it in the
ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, enough food for the rest of the week.
For real.
I mean, my thing is this. If you and your family walk in, what can they do?
That's a good point.
You just don't get a shirt.
Exactly. Make your own shirt.
Like,
yeah.
What you say all the time? Shit, I make shirts. That nigga said I make my own goddamn shirt. Shit.
Make it even better.
I don't want to go. I don't want to pay that much money. But she said you're going, so... I said, fuck it. I guess I gotta go. But we turned it into a trip, so we gotta take one of the girls who's going to Spelman, so we gotta drop her off at the same time. So we're just making like a little family trip.
Did you say Spelman?
Yep, she's going to Spelman.
Mm-hmm. Right, congratulations. All right.
Yeah, you gotta drive down there. So that shit take a lot. That shit take damn near a whole day, 22 hours.
That's the way you do. Get them off the college, get them gone, and get them far as where you possibly can.
And I already took the room.
You know what?
I took the room already.
I'm gonna tell you like, this is what we should do as parents. We get their ass out the house. Let's just move. They don't even tell them what's going on.
That's my plan.
You can send them shit from a P.O. box. They don't need to know
right.
Shit.
Right. Give them a P.O. box, whether we do it or not. Because them motherfuckers don't come back. They come back all the time.
Man, I was doing the financials today. You know how much it costs to go to that motherfucker for 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Take a wild guess. Anybody take a wild guess.
Probably about, what, 30 to 35,000?
Higher.
What,
it's higher than that.
40 to 45.
45,792.
That's close to
the five. Shit.
That's for 1 year.
That's
for 1 year. Yeah, that's high school.
Like no matter what the major, just period.
You don't matter.
See, that's a scholarship.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been on that shit all. I'm like, well, shit, you better do something because you ain't going to be going this motherfucker.
Exactly.
$45,792. Well, that's well known college.
Yeah, shit, damn. That's a lot of motherfucking money.
Fuck it.
That's a lot of money.
Mama.
Hell, even.
Ohio State's seven thousand a semester.
I heard, I didn't check, but, you know, I'm like, oh shit.
I guess it's different when you're in state. If you're out of state, it's like 13,000, 14,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit, Black University too. So I mean, you know what I'm saying, that's a highly accredited school. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she better get a highly accredited job after this shit is over.
Exactly.
Right.
I
told
that nigga
But look at what they pump out. Look at what type of people Spelman pumps out. You know what I'm saying? Them girls get it. Them girls get it.
Well, I hope she get it, because I'm going to be looking for a house in the next 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
You said 10 years.
Well, I got to give you time to get, you know, get it acclimated with your job and all that good shit. 45,000, man. They sent the letter. I was like, man, they crazy than a motherfucker. Where the fuck we gonna get that kind of money from?
And you said that's just 1 year.
That's 1 year. That's fall and spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn shame, boy.
That is a lot of fucking money, man.
That's a lot of money, though. Yeah, shit.
And I told him, you better be ready to get a job down there.
You thought my mother would be at Ivy Tech? Yeah, she, you better get your ass. Okay, so
you know.
They teach the same shit.
Hell yeah.
We just gonna homeschool this motherfucker. That's what we gonna do.
But well, I have to give a shout out to my baby. My baby just graduated from college, so I have to give a shout out to my girl. Lady. My baby girl.
The youngest.
What school?
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. What school's your name?
Abby Tech.
No. She was at Millikan University in Illinois.
What is it called?
It's called Millikan University in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fuck it, I'm going to go to Vincennes.
Right.
I think they still open.
Is they? I ain't heard nobody still for that in years.
Vincennes?
Yeah.
I heard
them.
Yeah, I think
they
still open.
I'm saying I ain't heard nobody say that school in years since we was young. I'm going to Vincennes the first 2 years, then I'm going to IU. Right back there. Hey, I'm going to make it out of Vincennes. I'm going to right back there in IU.
Hey, Perry went there, man. Perry went there for a year. Perry.
Oh.
He went to Vincennes. He ran track down there. The Klan ran his ass up out of there. That motherfucker had issues with the Klan down there. He was like, fuck it, I got to get the fuck up out of here. He said that motherfucker was fucking with his ass royally. And he was down there on a running track.
Mm.
They ran his ass right up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person. That's the only person I know that, you know, that's how I heard of Vincennes. I never even heard of the motherfucker before.
Oh,
I had a cousin that went on a baby bottle scholarship. And I had an uncle that went. And,
to Vincennes?
Yeah.
Why did you say that? Like 4-year school? Ain't that how it's pronounced?
Vincennes.
Vincennes.
Whatever. Is it a 4-year school or a 2-year school?
I don't know. I didn't go
I
there.
Think
I said I had a cousin and an uncle that did.
I told you everybody thought, like, I'm going to go there for 2 years, then I'm going to go to IUE, I'm going to go to Bloomington, or they going to hell. And I've been one motherfucker say he was going to Duke. I'm like, how the fuck you go from Vincennes to Duke? That ain't working.
Right.
That motherfucker went to Vincennes, from Vincennes to Ivy Tech.
I'm gonna go to ICDC College with Master P to look forward.
Right, I'm going to Romeo.
For real.
I'm so ICDC. Y'all shit, boy. I never watched that going out.
He be flowing too with his little ride.
Yeah, he do, man. I'm so ICDC.
Oh, really?
They broke Master P to that motherfucker. He on the commercial line.
I'm like, did he just do that on that commercial?
Yeah.
I'm like, he did not do the
He must be hurting, man. He doing the IC commercials.
Oh no.
I was wondering if he owned this shit. Do he own the school or what?
I don't know. I seen one of them memes is like Master P, the only motherfucker sell dope, play basketball, and on his own record label at the same time. I'm like, God damn. You think about it, he did. Remember, he did play for Charlotte for a brief second.
Yeah, he did. He had a 10-game contract with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hey, this motherfucker played. I mean, damn, man, he lived a fantasy life. I mean, how many motherfuckers ever say, I own my own record label? I played in the NBA, and I sold dope.
Not just the label, though. You know what I'm saying? He bought the rights to all his music, too, so all his royalties are his. Can't nobody, you know what I'm saying, can't nobody claim none of his shit. He bought the rights to his music.
Yeah, he did own his shit, yeah.
Yep.
That motherfucker
got talent, man. Even R. Kelly played, well, he didn't play for the NBA. He played for the CBA, but he had some skills. I remember he was trying to play basketball for a little bit.
You know, we were just talking about R. Kelly, how he drove through Gary and just stopped his tour bus and got out of Tollison and started running the whole court.
Did he?
Yeah. Stopped his tour bus. Yeah, last summer.
That's pretty cool.
I'm like,
and where was I? God, all this time I've been to give. Now you want to bring your ass to give?
Yeah, he was going to piss on you.
That's all right, though.
She was gonna move her body like a snake, though.
Don't she don't wet my cash.
I know that motherfucker got packed.
Hell yeah. That shit was all over Facebook. Everybody, their mom was taking pictures with him. But they say he was cool. But they said well, you know, it's getting dark, so I respect y'all for fucking set up. Get the fuck out of here.
Back to the bus.
We back on the motherfucking highway before it get dark. Nigga, we are in Gary.
I'm from Chicago, so I know how. You understand? We ain't nowhere but a hop, skip, and a jump. I know how the shit go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They say, right. they say he ran about two, three home court games.
Take the tires off the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, he knew when the wrong motherfuckers started walking up there. You know, there was a lot of women in, you know, the ball players was up there, but when little Ray Ray them started coming out, yeah, it's time to go. I see you, little Ray Ray them walking up here now.
Yeah, let's lose this one on purpose, because I got to go.
He better lose this, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you fuck out of here now. You know, he was up with the Hoopers, you know. You could tell the Hoopers, they got the basketball shorts on with the tank top, but they shit ain't even matching because they just came strictly to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know when Ray Ray them come, they got the motherfucking Laker outfit on with the gold and all that shit. Pistol up in the motherfucking, oh, here come Ray Ray. Ray Ray ain't come. Ray Ray too crazy to play. I wish motherfucker would step on my joint.
That's crazy.
You know the ball players, they got on they rebalanced and they Adidas and shit. They came up there just to hoop. You look down at them niggas' feet, you see nothing but Jordan. Yeah, Ray them ain't come up here to play no ball.
You say as soon as that nigga heard nuck, he was like, "All right, y'all, it's been real."
Yeah.
Hop back on the tour bus. You know what I'm saying? I think that place to go.
Hey, before we get out of here, I just got one more question. As far as like that shit, why every bad motherfucker named Baby J or some shit like that? Why? Who the names these kids is?
No, they mama ain't nothing but fucking 14. So shit. That's what you expect.
Who shot Alex? Baby J. What kind of name is that for a killer?
Baby J. Yeah, and Baby J sit on the corner talk about, I wish a motherfucker would say something about my day.
Baby J, Nunu, Lil Bruh. Where the fuck did these names come from?
My Lil Bruh.
Hey, Lil Bruh.
Hey,
right.
Who shot it, Lil Bruh? Lil Folk.
Yeah,
all right, y'all, we gotta get up out of here, man. Shit. All right. Yeah, good show. Right, y'all some crazy motherfuckers. Molly, you got any last words for us to get up out of here, man?
Yeah, once again, good show. You know, good talking to y'all. Maybe I get a chance to talk to y'all tomorrow. Stay up.
That's what's happening. Janae, what you got for us?
Well, it was good talking with y'all. I will definitely be back on here tomorrow. We're going to have to hook up again. Have a little nice night out with friends.
Shimmy, yeah. And that's what they should have played, that old dirty bastard. Shimmy, yeah. I'm going to fucking go now.
Shimmy, Coco Pop. Shimmy, yeah.
That Nelly, yeah. Look, so you ain't last word.
Yes, I had fun. This was a good show. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And we need to hook up and do that thing you said we need for me to do.
Man, we got to find All right, but you know what? And the next joint adventure, motherfucker, we coming to have fun. So if you got a problem, you upset, stay your ass home. We gonna have fun. All right, dog.
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, for listening on the internet. CincinnatiRadioShow.com. Peace, love, and hair grease.
We out, dude.